Hey guys, happy Monday and welcome to my Monday update video. Hey, in a moment I want to share just a few thoughts about really what is one of the most important things I've ever learned in my Christian walk. Some more about that in a moment, but again, usual things. If you're new to my YouTube channel, why not hit the subscribe button down there. Do check out all the other videos available there. And if you're interested, look at my ministry website for more details about the churches I lead, church planting movement we're starting, missions, traveling ministry, all of these good things and more. So what are you up to today? I'm in Liverpool today again. I'm going to do some shopping here, catch up with an old friend. Yeah, just do lots of good things. And then I'm going to catch up on a whole bunch of office work this evening. So all is good. Let me just share a quick thought with you. It's actually really powerful. Something that really, I think, changed my life. And there's a little phrase. There's a song Ruth Heflin used to sing called Face to Face. You know, she'd write these little songs, little blip-blip of a song. It says, face to face in your glory, face to face in this place. I will worship you forever as I stand face to face. And I just want to drop this little thought on you today, because the highest call on your life and mine is to have a face-to-face relationship with God, is to see Him and know Him, to gaze at Him, to behold His beauty. And in one sense, every temptation is really a version of getting us away from that. And it's interesting how that we, you know, one of the most powerful verses to me in the entire Bible is in 1 Corinthians 13. And everybody always knows the beginning of 1 Corinthians 13. Love is gentle, love is kind, you know, the love part. But then it actually ends up talking about spiritual gifts. It talks about maturity. When I was a child, I thought as a child, I spoke as a child, reasoned as a child. Now I've grown up, put away childish things. And it says that we look, we perceive through a glass, through a mirror, through a lens, if you will, darkly now, but then face to face. And I believe that we're on this journey. I don't think we've arrived yet, but we're on a journey of moving away from, in a way, religion. Religion knows nothing about God in one sense. Religion is like looking through a black lens and you don't see anything. In religion, in a sense, you project the image of yourself upon the image of God. I mean, how foolish is that? You don't know God as He is. And yet, all the way through, you know, even the Old Testament, God is revealing Himself. He's showing Himself to the Jewish nation. And as, if you will, they progress through the Old Testament, it goes from the I am that I am to the I am your shepherd, I am your healer. And all the way through, there's this progression that is fulfilled, if you will, in Jesus. Jesus is before Abraham was, I am. And He says, I am the Son of God. Yeah, in that day, you'll know that I am in the Father, you are in me, and I am in you. And my point is, it's like over the years, and I think this is happening progressively in our life, God is cleansing the lens. We see through a glass darkly, but we don't have to. And the goal of everything, in a way, the goal of all ministry is to see face to face. There's a little story, and charismatics hate this, especially in New England, but I sometimes do it just to trigger them. But there's a story in Numbers 11 where Aaron, Miriam come, you know, they've been complaining and they're jealous of Moses. And the Lord calls Aaron, Miriam and Moses on the carpet, calls them all into the Holy of Holies. And Aaron and Miriam are kind of making this, well, we're just as good as him. We prophesy, we get dreams, we do dream interpretation, we do these things. And God's like, rock on, you do. Those things are great. And the Lord says something really amazing. Let me read the passage here. Numbers 12, verse 6. He says, where there is a prophet amongst you, I reveal myself. Notice these words, reveal myself to them in visions. I speak to them in dreams, but this is not true in my servant Moses. He is faithful in my house. With him, I speak face to face, clearly, and not in riddles. And he sees the form of the Lord. Man, there's so much in that. I could preach on that one for 10 years, but when you catch him in the, you know, people say, Graham, do you not believe in dreams? Absolutely. Rock on. Dreams, visions, enigmas, dark sayings. God will speak through. God speaks through the book of nature. Romans chapter 1 says God spoke through prophets. God spoke through various ways. But in the last days, he's spoken unto us through his Son. And there's this progression. And at times, the danger is we want to go back to an old covenant, Old Testament prophet kind of relationship with God. We want to be led by a dream, led by a prophecy, led by a vision. You say, can't God lead you that way? Yes, he can, but it's not his best. Let me go on the record and say, God's best is face to face. And it says here that Moses was faithful in his house, in my house. We have to speak face to face, and he sees the form of the Lord. I just want you to meditate on that today. There's something about seeing the form of the Lord, which is connected with, you know, in a way, religion makes an idol, makes a form of God, a form that is not, it looks like ourselves, basically. And God's leading us into this place where we actually see him for who he really is. And that's a powerful thing. So what's my takeaway on that? You know, make that a prayer of your life. Make that something you pray, you engage with. Lord, show me your glory. Show me your face. Press into seeing him face to face, not just a secondhand version of Jesus that I or somebody else has presented to you. God calls you to face-to-face relationship with him. Face-to-face in your glory. Face-to-face in this place. I will worship you forever as we stand face-to-face. Love you guys. Hope to see you real soon. Bye for now.